It's time for another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monte Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monte Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. Or visit their website, montevistachamber.org. That's montevistachamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monte Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com.
Coming up on this podcast are three unique interviews. The first is with the manager of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce, Jerry Apker. Following that are two local businesses unique to Monte Vista. First is Jaime Hurtado, owner of J&D Embroidery. And we wrap up this podcast talking with Laura Conchelos, owner of Sandhill Solar. Let's get to those interviews.
This is the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce Business Spotlight for September 2019. Part of this podcast is to introduce our listeners to the Chamber and the folks behind the scenes who are keeping it all running smoothly. We're talking today with Chamber Manager Jerry Apker. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
I'm great.
So, Jerry, where are you originally from?
I am originally from Washington State, and I lived up and down several towns in the Puget Sound area.
Oh, okay. Well, how did you end up in the San Luis Valley?
My folks moved to Colorado when I was just about to enter college, and I got the opportunity to go to college here at Colorado State University in Colorado.
From there, how did you get to the San Luis Valley?
Well, from the time that I was just a wee little lad, I always wanted to be a wildlife officer or game warden. Colorado State University had the best program, so I went to Colorado State University, got a degree in wildlife biology, ended up working for the Division of Wildlife as a brand new baby game warden. Got introduced to the San Luis Valley by my roommate while I was in training because he was from the town of San Luis, and I had the opportunity to come back here as a wildlife officer.
From there, you ended up in Monte Vista?
In order to promote in the Division of Wildlife, you needed to move around to different districts, different areas of the state. I moved to Colorado Springs for a while. I was a wildlife officer there. Then I got promoted to an area supervisor in Denver, and I think I set the record for the shortest amount of time of anybody in Denver. And I came right back to the San Luis Valley when my former boss retired and was the area supervisor in the San Luis Valley. And I worked for the division for 38 years and then retired here a couple of years ago.
How did you become involved with the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce?
Well, when you retire, you suddenly realize you have an awful lot of time on your hands. And I didn't want to just be sitting around the house watching soap operas and doing honeydews. I actually got the opportunity to be hired by the Chamber of Commerce, part-time basis. And I've been here since fall of 2017.
Well, what do you do? I mean, a chamber manager, what does that entail?
Well, what I do mostly is I handle the incoming phone calls and people that come by and visit. I help manage the different events that we're involved in. I help present new ideas and issues to the chamber board and seek their approval, and then keep the community informed, manage our Facebook page, just juggling a whole bunch of different types of work activities here.
You really are one of the people behind the scenes keeping it all running then.
Well, I hope I help keep it running. I don't know that I keep it all running, but obviously the chamber president and the board members are an integral part as well.
Absolutely. We talked with Linda Burnett last month
about
that too, and look forward to talking to some other chamber members too and getting to know everybody who's involved behind the scenes. What events are coming up for September?
September is going to be a fun month, and of course everybody knows that that's part of the San Luis Valley, that the fall is probably the best time of year in the San Luis Valley. You've got harvest going on, the mornings are crisp and cool, the days are nice and warm, the aspens are beginning to turn. It's a great time of year for fall festivals, and the Potato Festival is the first one coming up around the corner, September 7th, out at Chapman Park. And then in the evening at Sky High, Octane Addictions is going to be performing the motorcycle and ATV stunts. And there's all kinds of activities at Chapman Park with Potato Festival.
There is. It's a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, the truck show, the mashed potato dunk tank, the arts and crafts, some of the music that's going on. It's just a blast.
It's a great day. I certainly encourage people to come over and check that out.
Yep. And then coming up September 12th, so just a few days later, is going to be Mountain Film. Mountain Film is a film festival that started in Telluride. They do a Mountain Film on tour, so you get a small selection of the films that were available during Mountain Film in Telluride. We did it in January this past year, and now we're going to do it again in September because there's a whole new slate of films available for us to choose from. We thought September would be a great time of year just because it is a beautiful time of year, and then right around the corner from the Mountain Film is going to be the 12-Hour of Penitence bike ride, and of course we wanted to do some promotions along with the 12 Hours of Penitence because in the Mountain Film Fest there's going to be some really cool films about mountain biking.
Can you give us just a little idea of some of the Mountain Film, what people can see?
Well, you know, Mountain Film, its purpose is to celebrate the human spirit, really, honestly. And it does so using film as a format, but it's also focused on outdoor adventure kinds of things. And so there's all kinds of mountain biking and even skateboarding and snowboarding and skiing. And not just your sort of normal skiing, you know, swooshing down the powdery slopes. This is skiing down some sort of extreme mountain conditions and couloirs. There's a skiing show about Gila skiing in Alaska and shooting down some of the amazing slopes down in Alaska. Canoeing in Hawaii, and not just canoeing, but outrigger canoeing in the ocean in Hawaii and how they build the traditional canoes and outrigger canoes in Hawaii. So there's a whole suite of films that are going to be available. It'll be a couple hours. We're going to do it again like we did in January. We are going to do a pre-show fundraiser for SLV Go at the Facet Building, 104 Adams at Rain Brews now. And we'll do the pre-show fundraiser there, and then people can drift on down to the movie theater at about 6:30. The doors will open up. Tickets are on sale now at the Chamber of Commerce webpage on our events page. We hope a lot of people come out and see these amazing films.
That's happening at Valley 3.
Yes, that's happening at the Valley 3 Theater, 139 Adams Street.
Well, one of the things that we like to do here in the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce Business Spotlight is talk about the business of the month. And for September, I believe it is Dr. Roberts, one of our local dentists here.
That's right. Dr. Roberts has been a dentist in the Monta Vista community for many, many, many years. He's a great dentist. A lot of our chamber board members go and see him. So we want to just bring a highlight and attention to Dr. Roberts. Dr. Roberts is he's a really cool guy, but he doesn't like the internet much, and he doesn't like to have much of an internet presence. So when we talked with him about doing a podcast with you folks, he pretty much roundly dismissed that idea, but we didn't want to miss the opportunity to bring it up, the fact that he is our business of the month, and we hope that if you have dental needs, if you need to make a new appointment or you're looking for a new dentist here in town, you might check out Dr. Roberts. He's in the phone book.
His phone number is 852-5432, or you can visit his office, 403 Dunham Street, right here in Monta Vista. Well, let's talk about the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce. When are your monthly meetings?
The monthly meetings are the last Thursday of every month.
At like 7 o'clock in the morning?
7 o'clock in the morning here at the Chamber office at 947 First Avenue in Monta Vista.
Why so early in the morning?
Well, most of our board members already have other jobs that they're going to be going to, and so we try and get the business meetings established early in the morning, take care of our executive business that we need to do, and then let people go back to their regular jobs.
All right, well, that makes sense. Are the meetings open? I mean, could anybody attend who's interested in the chamber?
Anybody who's interested in the chamber or interested in joining the chamber. And the chamber accepts individuals. They don't necessarily have to be a business. I'm a chamber member as an individual. Obviously, businesses can join the Chamber of Commerce and nonprofits can join. And we have a different dues structure for each type of chamber member.
Why would you recommend a local business join the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce?
Well, we believe that we are, as a community, we are stronger together. And that the more interactions and bridges that you can make between businesses and individuals within the community, the better chance we have of lifting our entire community up. So, you know, obviously the Chamber of Commerce works to promote and advance businesses here in the Monta Vista community. It's not possible for us to do advertising for every single business, but we try to promote, for instance, if Mountain View Restaurant, who is a chamber member, if they are doing some special of the month, we try and highlight that on our Facebook page. If there's a new business in town, we try to highlight that on our Facebook page and our web page. We're doing some healthcare seminars. Obviously, I'm not, because I'm not a healthcare expert, but SLV Health Systems is going to be coming here and doing some presentations, and we've invited some other health organizations to come and do presentations here on a monthly basis, because a healthy community is a vibrant community for businesses, for community togetherness, and for individual health. And so we think it's important to advance all of those things together. And the more connections that businesses, individuals, and nonprofits can make with each other, the better opportunity you have of advancing business and that business environment here in Monte Vista.
We have a really great meeting room here, too. It gets used a lot.
We have a really nice meeting room. Sometimes the acoustics aren't so good in this meeting room. It's a beautiful space. We have a nice area for a screen, so if you have to do a PowerPoint presentation. The capacity of the meeting room is about 60 people comfortably. And if you're having a birthday party or baby shower, you can reconfigure it. If you're having a business meeting, you can reconfigure it. And we have tables and chairs for people to use. And we have a PowerPoint projector and, of course, the screen.
So if someone's interested, just reach out to the chamber.
That's right.
Jerry, do you have any strange, unique, or funny experiences that you've encountered since becoming the chamber manager?
Well, I don't know that I necessarily have any really funny experiences, but I'll tell you that it absolutely astounds me, the diversity of the kinds of inquiries that we get here. Obviously, we get around Crane Fest time, we get all kinds of inquiries about Crane Fest. Just the other day, I had somebody call and ask, well, do the cranes only dance during the day or do they dance at night also? And I told them that they only dance at night if there's some really good music. And you know, so it's kind of funny, those kinds of things. I even had somebody call one time that they were stuck 2 miles outside of town and they needed a tire change and they didn't know how they could get a hold of anybody. And I just thought, in this day and age, how can you not know how to get a hold of anybody? They were calling me from a cell phone. So I just thought, well, obviously you just look it up, but maybe they didn't know how obvious it was to look it up. And so I had the computer on and I looked up towing services and I said, here's a phone number for a towing service right here in town. You may be able to get a hold of them. They may be able to come out and help you change your tire.
So I got to ask, have you had anybody call and ask when the deer changed to elk?
No, I've never had anybody call and ask me that. But being a former Division of Wildlife guy, we have a pat answer for that one.
You do?
Yeah, we do. We do. The pat answer is only after they've changed to mules first.
I like that. That's very good. Jerry, what do you feel is the biggest challenge that small businesses are facing in Monte Vista today?
I think probably the biggest challenge in Monte Vista is employee staffing, having an abundance of adequately trained and ready-to-go workforce. That's the hardest thing. And then keeping and retaining that workforce, especially now that the business community or the business environment is pretty warm right now. You know, business is doing pretty good, at least nationally and in Colorado. Obviously, the San Luis Valley lags a little bit behind that. Business is never as hot as it is on the Front Range in the San Luis Valley. But right now, business is doing fairly well. And it's hard to find enough employees and keep them retained because they're looking for other work that pays a little bit more.
Recommendations. If someone's considering starting a small business right here in Monte Vista, what are some of the things that you'd recommend they consider?
So, I mean, obviously you have to have the capital just to begin to be thinking about starting a business. So you want to make sure that you have adequate capital just to begin even thinking about it. But then the next step is coming up with a good business plan, thinking about what's unique about the idea that you have and what's a good way to begin to promote that idea and market that idea. Because I think the mistake a lot of people make is that I'm going to find a storefront or I'm going to open this business and people are just going to automatically come. And I think that people don't understand that you really do have to get the word out. You really do have to find ways to draw attention to you that somehow you're a little bit different than anybody else. And I think that one of the things that they can do to do that is reach out to our small business development group. And it's based in Alamosa, but they come over here to Monte Vista a lot. The director is Tom Monaco. His phone number's on the web pages, and I encourage anybody to reach out to them because they do offer help, and they're going to ask you hard questions and help you think through that process.
They're all over the valley, too.
Mm-hmm.
Tom is running everywhere, but certainly a great resource.
Yeah, and once a month he does come here. He comes to our chamber board meetings, and then for usually a couple hours afterwards, he remains around in case anybody needs to come in and visit with him.
And of course, you're available, too.
I'm available too. I'm not going to proclaim to be any great expert or guru about business or business development, so I would always turn to Tom anyway.
Nonetheless, you have a feel for our wonderful little city here.
Well, I love Monta Vista, and I think it's a great community. It's a great community to raise kids in, and it's a great community to retire in, and it's a great community to do business in.
Well, we appreciate your time, and again, reach out to the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce. They're here. They're ready to help businesses, ready to set you in the right direction. Give you advice. You've got travel information. A lot going on here.
Thank you, Adam. We try and do as much as we can in as small a space and time as we have.
You're doing a great job. Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you, Adam.
Jaime Hurtado and his crew are hardworking individuals offering affordable, quality work at good prices. They take great pride in giving customers the best service possible and providing them with an excellent selection of quality garments and accessories at competitive prices. They work with you to do whatever is possible to get the job done on time and to your liking, with no minimums and guaranteed customer satisfaction.
I'm Adam, and we're talking with Jaime Hurtado. Jaime is the owner of J&D Ultimate Embroidery. Welcome to the SL Voices studio. We appreciate you coming by.
Thank you, Adam. Happy to be here.
Where are you originally from, Jaime?
Well, I'm originally from Juarez, Mexico.
Really?
Yes, sir.
How did you end up in the San Luis Valley then?
Well, that's a long story. My mother, most of my family lived in Texas, but my mother remarried, and we migrated over here to work in the summer. And so we liked the place, and we stayed here.
And how did you end up in Monta Vista?
I actually ended up in Monta Vista since I was young. I knew the place, but I started working here in Monta Vista in 2016.
2016?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, your past, your history.
Like you said, my name is Jaime Hurtado, and I moved here in 1995. I live in Center, and I graduated from Center High School. Since then, I went to Trinidad College for my education as a law enforcement. And I've been in law enforcement and as a recreations director since 2002 until now.
You do both?
I used to do both. I recently left law enforcement.
Still busy, busy. And you're running your own business on the side.
I am, yes.
Wow. How did you become involved with the city of Monta Vista?
In 2016, it was a position open for the recreations department. And I applied for the position, being with my past history. And I got the position, and I've been here since then.
Well, let's talk about J&D Ultimate Embroidery. When did you start this business?
I started this business back in 2012, 2013, and we've been at it since.
Why did you start this kind of business?
Why? That's a good question. I always knew I wanted to have my own business. I didn't know exactly what I was going to do. I didn't know exactly what kind of business was going to be. When I came across this by a person that had this business before but sold out, he told me about it, and I looked at it, and I said, as soon as I saw it, I thought it was going to be a good fit for me. One, because it's a creative business. You create things, and people wear it. And the other thing is that, most important thing is that people come with the vision. We want this, we want that. We put it together. They see it, they like it, they wear it.
You can take someone's idea or vision and create from that and bring something forth that they're looking for.
Pretty much, yes.
That is awesome. Where is your business located, sir?
My business is actually located in Center at this point.
And what areas do you serve?
I serve the whole San Luis Valley. We actually go out of state too, and trying to expand every time.
Tell us a little bit about your business. I did some reading on your website. It says you offer competitive pricing and no minimums.
Yes, I know most of the business. They require minimum 10, minimum 20. We try to focus on a minimum of 1, if that's what it is. We understand that most people don't need 10 shirts, don't need 10 hats. And so we try to fit those accommodations.
Okay. And you can embroider too?
Yes, sir. We do embroidery. We do seal screening. We do heat press vinyl. We do stickers.
What kind of materials can you embroider on? Just about anything?
Pretty much about anything. It's cotton, 50-50, silk. We have different materials, different needles for the material.
Okay, and you do stickers and decals even?
We do, yes.
Tell me a little bit about what you like most about your business.
Like I said in the past, I like that you have a vision in your mind and you put it into a shirt, you put it into a hat, you put it into a sticker, and you carry it with you.
What do you wish you had known when you started out?
I wish I would find out more about what it takes to run a business, what the ins and outs are of the business and be more prepared for it.
Do you have any strange, unique, or funny experiences in your business or with customers that you could share a funny story?
The only one that comes to my mind is just one that happened recently with my 12-year-old. He started working with me, and so I started teaching him the things that I do and how it's done. And so, you know, and he earns a little bit of money on the side. So I had him, as I was printing the shirts, he puts them in the iron and lets them dry. Well, he forgot to do one of the steps, and he closed the iron, and the paint and the shirt all got stuck to the iron, and he just looks at me, and he give me this look like I just messed up. But, you know, it was a learning experience for him. It was a good time that I passed with him learning and knowing the process of what it takes to do something like that.
This really is a family business.
It is. We try to keep a family as much as we can.
What do you feel is the biggest challenge you face as a small business here in the San Luis Valley?
I don't think it speaks just for myself, but mostly for small businesses is the big companies, you know, the companies that could produce hundreds in a matter of an hour. You know, we had to compete with that, and not only that, but the online businesses. So I think that's the biggest challenges here in the Valley.
I was going to suggest online business.
Yes.
It's so easy and quick and they're done, but the money's not staying here.
Exactly.
If you had the power to change one misconception or preconceived notion about running a small business here in the Valley, what would that be?
I think I would say that most people think that it's hard, that it's impossible to do it. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's easy. You know, you're going to have doors that closes, but when one door closes, the other one opens. It's just fighting for what you want, you know, go and get it. And like you know, we mentioned, there's resources out there that can help you. There's a small businesses and development in Alamosa that can help. Small businesses can help you prepare for what you want to do.
Yeah, it's a good organization.
It is.
What recommendations would you give a business that was just starting up here in Monte Vista?
Well, like I said, you know, go get it. Go fight and do what you want to do. You never stop on saying, what if I would have done this? What if I would have done that? You know, go try it. And if it doesn't work, find another way to get to it.
How do you see J&D Ultimate Embroidering benefiting the town of Monte Vista and the San Luis Valley as a whole?
Well, we try to get involved with the community a lot. Although we are a small business and we don't get a lot of income, you know, we always try to do sponsors to support the youth events, and so we try to give as much as we can to people that needs it.
How long have you been a member of the Monte Vista Chamber of Commerce?
I think right now we're going up to maybe 7 months.
How has the chamber helped your business?
Well, since I started, everything has been word of mouth. You know, I never do advertisement. I never do anything like that. Since I became member of chambers, just the simple fact of my name being on their webpage or doing this right now, you know, notice the volume of calls, whether I get order or not, but people are calling. And I think that's what investment is.
Would you recommend other businesses becoming a member of the Chamber of Commerce here?
Yes, definitely I do.
Jaime, anything else you'd like to discuss?
The only thing I have to say is, you know, I think we all, when we try to buy things, we look at other stuff out of the community. But we got to think about our community because we have to support each other. And I think when we buy local, we help everybody.
I absolutely agree with that. Well, Jaime, thank you. I appreciate your time. And hopefully, we're driving even more business your way now.
Hopefully, yes.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Sandhill Solar provides quality solar installations for homes and businesses in the sunny San Luis Valley. Solar energy is a clean alternative to electricity from fossil fuels, and the sun has limitless energy to provide us. Owner Laura Conchelos enjoys introducing students from around the world to the benefits of solar energy. Sandhill Solar offers both grid-tied and off-grid solar systems to meet every individual or business's needs.
I'm Adam, and we're talking with Laura Conchelos. Laura is the owner of Sandhill Solar, solar electric for the San Luis Valley. Hi, Laura.
Hey there.
Right, we appreciate you stopping by the studio. Laura, let's jump right into things. Where are you originally from?
I'm originally from Canada, from the eastern part of Canada near Toronto, Ontario. So I'm a transplant.
How in the world then did you end up in the San Luis Valley?
I ended up here because my boyfriend lives here. Yeah, I slowly worked my way from back east to New Mexico to work in Santa Fe, and then finally made it up to the San Luis Valley when I got a job here and then decided to start my business here.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, your past, your history.
I grew up in Canada. Yeah, again, in Eastern Canada, and then spent a lot of time in New England. We had family in New Hampshire. During college, I did some summers working trail crew and then got into construction from there. Growing up, I didn't have any construction experience. And then from there, I had some friends who worked in construction in Antarctica, which is where I ended up meeting my boyfriend. And I did construction down there.
In Antarctica?
In Antarctica, yeah. And there's actually a number of folks in the valley who have worked down there. Well, I guess at some point I wanted to stop going to Antarctica and get into another line of work. And I guess I was sort of always interested in solar. I was definitely interested in the electrical field. And then so that motivated me to get into solar. And then I ended up in Santa Fe and then here.
Wow. It's quite a round trip to
get
here.
Yep.
I read, too, that you're a skier. Where's your favorite place to go skiing?
We usually ski over on Lobo. So we just do some backcountry skiing over on Lobo Peak across from Wolf Creek. And then I guess the last few years we've done some hut trips at the 10th Mountain Huts. So that's been a lot of fun. Also backcountry skiing. And then we're also part of the Nordic Club. So we do, like last winter was fantastic for cross-country skiing. And we did that. And we also do some grooming for them, which is kind of fun. So driving the snowmobiles and groomers for the club. Yeah, anywhere from Big Meadows to Wolf Creek to Alamosa if they get decent snow over there.
Okay, that's true with cross-country. You can go just about anywhere.
Yeah, the golf courses are kind of fun.
Well, let's talk about Sand Hill Solar. When did you start your business?
Pretty much the start of last year, so 2018, right at the beginning of the year.
And why did you start this business?
I'd been working for a friend of mine who was the reason I could move up to the San Luis Valley. He hired me back in 2016. He has a business, Solar Gain Services. And so I was working for him, and then he was kind of changing his focus a bit and didn't need an employee, certainly not full-time. And so he encouraged me to go off on my own. I had no interest ever in starting my own business at that point. And then as I looked around, I realized I could probably work for some electrical contractors who do solar, but I wanted to just focus on solar. And it seemed like there was probably enough work, judging from the work that we had had, mostly in the off-grid part of the solar business. Yeah, I guess I just sort of got talked into it. And I have a lot of friends with their own solar businesses who work across Colorado and across the country. So I felt like I had a really good base and a lot of resources to turn to, which is kind of cool. If I hadn't known all those folks, I don't think I would have started it.
Well, where is your business located?
In Monta Vista. I just work out of my home, so I don't have a storefront. And so I just order things as needed. But yeah, based right here in Monty.
Tell us about your business. Tell us about the solar business. What is it you actually physically do?
Well, now with my own business, I do all of it. So I do sales. You know, people call up and say they have a cabin that doesn't have any electricity to it, or a house that it's going to cost a lot to bring electricity to, and they want to find out how much it's going to cost to have a solar system put in that case with batteries, so that they can live, we call it off-grid, which I think probably lots of people are familiar with that concept. Yeah, so they just call and I give them a quote and then go and do the physical installation. I have some subcontractors I work with to do some of the electrical work. And then if they're in town, they might have a grid tie system, but they call me up, and it's like getting a quote from any contractor, really. There's probably a little more education involved with it, especially with the off-grid stuff, because unless somebody's lived without being tied to the, you know, Xcel or San Luis Valley Rural Electric, it's a bit of a learning curve. But that's it, sort of start to finish. And then I teach people about their system, you know, before I walk away. And then I'm there to maintain it as well.
Okay. You talked about tie-in. What does that mean?
So when we talk about a system, you can have solar if you're off-grid, if you don't live in town and are not connected to the utility grid. So it means that if the utility goes down, like if they lose power, you don't lose power because you have batteries and solar to run your house and your electrical needs off of. But a tie-in or a grid-tied system is one where you are connected to the utility grid and you might still have solar, say, on your roof, and then you're able to use the energy put out by those solar panels. And then when you're not using it, if you're producing more than you're using, you would sell it back to the grid and they kind of store it for you. So, you know, at nighttime, you're not going to be using solar. You'll be using all those electrons will be coming from the grid that are running your appliances.
Is there a lot of maintenance required for a solar installation?
Typically, so for a grid tie system, again, where you're connected to the utility grid, there really should not be. Those systems are pretty hands-free. There's a component that you'll have to replace about 12 years down the road, so that's something to consider, but there really shouldn't be any maintenance. People might clean their panels, but we often say not even to bother doing that. It's not worth it. It's certainly not worth climbing on the roof unless you really have to. for off-grid systems. So if you're living out, you know, in the middle of nowhere, batteries can get a little finicky. So batteries will often need maintenance because that's where your energy is being stored. So you can use it at nighttime when the sun's not shining. Those generally take a fair bit more maintenance than a grid tie system would.
What is the NABCEP? It's a professional install certification.
Yeah, it's a great acronym. NABCEP is the North American Board of Certified Energy Practitioners. It's a mouthful and I don't think it does a great job of explaining what it is. I mean, what's a certified energy practitioner? But NABCEP is the certifying body for, I don't know if they have a wind certification, but for renewable energy certification in North America. And in fact, businesses and organizations around the world that recognize NABCEP as reflecting, you know, a certain base of knowledge in renewable energy. So my certification, for instance, is in as a solar installer, the professional solar installer certification. So it's not a certification like I'm not a licensed electrician. I have to hire a licensed electrician. But what it does reflect is that I've had a certain amount of experience in the solar industry, taken a lead role in installations before I could even get that certification. You know, I had to study for it, and there's quite a significant test that you have to take to get that certification. And then, like with any certification, you have to keep it up. So I have to do continuing education credits and renew, I think, every 3 years. So it's like, say, Xcel, if I wanted to put a solar system on somebody's house and they were with Xcel Energy, was their utility, then Xcel requires you to be a NABCEP certified solar installer to do that system.
Laura, what do you wish you had known when you started out?
That's a good question. I felt like I was pretty prepared because I asked a lot of people a lot of questions, which was good as far as the nitty gritty, like what government bodies do I need to contact to start my own business or how do I do my books and stuff like that. And I think I had some idea of how involved it would be as far as I'd be answering the phone a lot. I guess I wouldn't have minded knowing that there'd be so much office work involved. I've definitely spent a lot of computer time. I've spent more time at the computer than I had any inkling that I would, but that's fine.
Do you have any strange, unique, or funny experiences in your business, or perhaps with customers or otherwise?
I don't. I'm sure there are some. I can't think of any off the top of my head. I do get to go to really cool places, which has been pretty neat. You know, the valley's not huge, but it's pretty spread out and pretty diverse. You know, I got out to the Sanchez Reservoir last year and San Luis, which I'd actually never been to, and way out to places above Creed that need off-grid solar systems. And so I've gotten to go to some really cool places.
So you do cover the entire San Luis Valley.
Yep, that's right.
What do you feel is the biggest challenge you face as a small business here in the San Luis Valley?
I mean, for me, it was sort of figuring out how to market myself was a bit tricky. Although it wasn't, as far as the amount of business I got, I did okay, even right at the beginning even. The vast territory of the San Luis Valley has been one of the trickiest parts just because it is such a long drive to get to some places. So just coordinating my week and making my own schedule and figuring out how to get where when has been probably the most difficult part of it.
If you had the power to change one misconception or preconceived notion about running a small business in the San Luis Valley, what would that be?
My impression is that we don't think of there as being opportunity here for work. And I do think there is, certainly as an individual business owner and one that had no background in starting her own business before. I feel like going to a job site, I often talk to people about other contractors. You know, somebody needs an electrician or they need a plumber, and they're hard to come by. And partly it's because people pick and choose their jobs and, you know, that's part of life. But I do feel like there is an opportunity for certainly other contractors in the valley, maybe other small businesses. Partly depends on what you need financially to get by, but I think we have a pretty low cost of living here, and so the financial demands can be pretty low. So I do think there is opportunity where maybe people don't necessarily think there is.
What recommendations would you give any business just starting up here in the San Luis Valley?
I would say network. I think I'm a pretty social person, and I think that's really benefited me. I don't hide away in my hole all the time, and because I think you do have to get out and meet people and not schmooze, because I'm not a good schmoozer, I don't think. But I think it's important to be sort of interested in meeting people, because I do think there is a lot of word of mouth advertising or in the valley. It's a small community, you know, it's a pretty diverse small community, but I do think the word gets around from one person to another about who's doing what in the valley. And so I think if you're doing a good job and you make a point to get out and introduce yourself, then I think that is really important. And I would also, I took advantage of the Small Business Administration guy, Tom Monaco, in the Valley, based in Alamosa, and he was really great. I think that was really beneficial. Even when I didn't know what I really wanted to ask him, just going in to sort of chat about, you know, shoot ideas around about what I could be doing or what focus I should take or who I should advertise with, that was really great. He was really helpful.
How do you see what you do benefiting Etana Buena Vista and the San Luis Valley as a whole?
Well, other than solar saving the world, we need to keep solar in our toolbox in order to fight global climate change. I think it's going to be really important, you know, on a global scale, along with a whole bunch of other things. I do think solar is also really important in creating energy locally. It's difficult to do that sometimes based on rules and our utilities and stuff, but solar electricity loves high elevation and sunshine. And we have both of those things here in the San Luis Valley. And so I think homeowners and businesses and sort of large-scale solar installations could really make it possible to create a lot of our energy here, along with storage. We need to be able to store that in batteries. But I think that would definitely give us some autonomy and perhaps resiliency, you know, if we look at grid outages and stuff like that, utility outages.
Okay, we have some 300 plus days of sunshine a year here, don't we?
We do. Yeah. And the high elevation and cold temperatures, the electrons love that stuff. So yeah, so I think we should take advantage of it. There again are some political issues, and there is a lot of solar here already, which is cool, but I think we can keep adding it and taking advantage of that sunshine.
How long have you been a member of the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce?
I joined at the beginning of 2018 at some point, right before the Home and Garden Show, I think.
How do you see this as having helped your business?
I mean, I think being part of the chamber has been really helpful, well, both with advertising, because I am, you know, I'm on their website, with opportunities like the Home and Garden Show, I think were really beneficial, just in getting the word out that I was around, and it gave me a platform to speak at so I could talk to people about solar and why I think it's so awesome. And then just networking, I think, you know, then other businesses hear about you who are also part of the chamber. Yeah, that's really important. I haven't taken advantage of any of the meetings, but I do intend to go to some of the chamber meetings one of these days.
Anything else you'd like to mention, Laura?
If anybody has any interest in solar or just is interested already in purchasing solar, but just wants to know if it's the right for them, I love talking about it. And giving people information and telling people if it's not for them. So don't hesitate to reach out. I can be reached at email at sandhillsolar@gmail.com or through my website, sandhillsolar.com.
And of course, this information will be listed on the webpage as well. So certainly if you're interested, give Laura a call, stop by her website or email her and let her know that you want to learn more about solar here in the San Luis Valley. Laura, we appreciate you stopping by the studio. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
If you're in the market for quality printing, embroidering, silk screening, or heat press for shirts, mugs, t-shirts, stickers, and more, Jaime Hurtado at J&D Embroidery has you covered. Contact them today at 719-992-4162. Again, that's 719-992-4162. And for all your solar needs, from plans to installation, contact Laura Conchelos at Sandhill Solar. Solar electric for the San Luis Valley. Visit sandhillsolar.com for more information. That's sandhillsolar.com. And if you're not a part of the Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce, give them a call to find out how to become a member at 719-852-2731 or stop by the chamber located at 947 First Avenue. And make sure to check back soon for another Monta Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com or any major podcast platform.
The Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor the monthly Monta Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast, highlighting member businesses, events, and organizations. The Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce exists to promote business in the Monta Vista area. They serve its members and the community at large by planning and hosting many local events, social media promotions, advertising, and help to improve community relations and communication among the residents and guests of the Monta Vista area. Their mission is to advance a sustainable business environment and improve the quality of life for the community. The Monta Vista Chamber of Commerce is located at 947 First Avenue. You can call them at 719-852-2731. That's 719-852-2731. or visit their website, MontaVistaChamber.org. That's MontaVistaChamber.org. And check back at the beginning of every month for another Monta Vista Chamber Business Spotlight podcast on slvoices.com.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events. More listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word too by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your family, friends, and neighbors. We all love this area, want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley.